Spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, thanks for hanging with us. Back one final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tadman. We got Crendon Prophet alongside as well. It's our final matchup here in Holton tonight. The Wildcats take on Hiawatha. Of course, we have seen two other matchups here. We saw Holton defeat Royal Valley in the first matchup tonight in three sets. And then Hiawatha hung tough with Royal Valley in set number two. But ultimately, the Panthers sweep it. That final was 25-16, 28-26. Shout out to the Holton seniors who got honored here prior to this final matchup here tonight. Lexi Larson, Addie Marr. You also got Sadie Gross, Katie Etzel, Elizabeth Schuster. So a good senior class for this Wildcats team again. 24-11, good record. They are ranked inside the top 10 and 4A, and a chance to go 2-0 at home tonight.
Yeah, a great chance. And you mentioned the five seniors on this team. I mean, really, it's incredible. They have the most seniors out of everyone who comes in here tonight. And that builds a good program. I know they're the highest classification out of everyone here tonight. They're 4A in the and Royal Valley and the Redhawks, they're 3A. But again, Wildcats, feels like year in, year out, they can build a good senior class. Redhawks, you know, their senior class only consists of two players, Maddie Simmons and then all, and also Elijah Contreras. So between those two kids, I mean, you're looking for a lot of leadership on that top level, and you're looking for a lot of great and solid play from the other class.
So our final matchup here, Holton will be on the far side of the floor, hitting it to the near side. Redhawks near side to far side in set number one. Well, Holton, they are 2-0 against Hiawatha this year. September 3rd, they swept them 25-15, 25-19. And then also it was a double duel, and that second match was 25-16 and 25-17. So third time's a charm between these two. It's our third matchup and final one of the night. Here we go. The serve by Holton to the near side. And the Redhawks get it back across quickly. We are underway. Here's Gross, right side of the floor. Larson spike, and Contreras can't handle. And the Wildcats take a 1-0 lead. So one of those seniors, as we mentioned, Lexi Larson, helping out the Wildcats. They look to go to 3-0 against Hiawatha here in 2024. There was a nice hit by Addie Williams to tie this thing up. Addison Williams, 1-1 now our score. Kind of, she was front middle and kind of did like a backwards two-handed push shot, which caught that Holton front line off guard a little bit. Here's Finley Wilson from the back line. And now Gross running to the back corner to keep it alive for the Wildcats. Larson gets a chance off the top of the net, saved by Simmons. Now batted across by Stephen Morgan. Now Schuster gets set up. And a whistle, and I think we get a violation called. It's going to go against the Wildcats. I might have missed that one there, Crendon. Either way, now 2-2. There's a service error. But anyways, I missed that one, so wasn't sure what the call was.
Yeah, again, just getting up and tangled up in that. But right now, Redhawks, let me tell you, dominant. And I don't want to say dominant, but, you know, a nice early jump start against this Holton team. We saw them have a nice jump start in set number two against the Panthers here, now able to get going early.
Well, they set it up for Timley Wilson, and Schuster sets it, and Wilson delivers it. The Wildcats now a 3-2 lead.
Well, Wilson, she was the player that we were calling on a lot in that Panthers game that started the night. I mean, Wilson came into the year 338 kills into the night against the Panthers team, and right now she's adding on to that total huge.
Backside, Twombly gets one down through the arms of Wilson and Schuster, and a 3-3 tie. Well, again, this Holton team, they made it to state last year, but did not make it out of pool play over in Hutchinson. They went 1-2 in pool play, so they certainly have had a good season and want to certainly get it back to the state tournament here in a couple of weeks. And Wilson again, another kill shot for her, makes it 4-3.
Back-to-back kill shots are on the last 2 points here for the Wildcats. Wilson's taking them. I mean, she's just a sophomore, but man, again, she leads the team in kills, and she's got a great skill set as an underclassman.
And she gets another point there thanks to a defensive block, and it's now 5-3. Those Red Hawks team last year, they were 20-17. They went 6-8 in Big 7 league play, but they lost to Royal Valley in the first round of Substate. Schuster, the serve, nearly got an ace, but it gets hit back across. Larson, Wilson again, good spike right off the face of Stephen Morgan. She couldn't handle it. And right now it's the Tinley-Wilson show here early on, and it's 6-3 Holton.
Yeah, Wilson providing some quality entertainment with three kills and a block. I mean, yeah, she's the star of the show right now. She represents four out of the six total points here for the Wildcats.
And now a ace by Schuster. Four straight now for the Wildcats. 7-3, they lead it. First set, final matchup here tonight. It's our final regular season broadcast. And we're still trying to determine potential postseason broadcasts. A lot to be worked out there, but we'll let you know, obviously, once we get to that point. As right now, the Wildcats in control here early. Five straight. They lead at 8-3.
Yeah, back-to-back aces from Elizabeth Schuster. And Elizabeth Schuster, coming into the day, led this Wildcats team with 30 total aces. And she brought a couple in against that Panthers team. And now she has a pair against the Redhawks.
Well, the Redhawks take a quick timeout. 8-3 our score. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNCA.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, 9-3 Holton. They lead Hiawatha here in the first set. It's our final matchup here tonight on KNCA, also the Hiawatha and the Holton channels as well. Tinley Wilson, little finesse. Nice diving save by Maddie Simmons, keeping it alive for the Redhawks there. Wildcats get it back, left side of the floor. There's the spike. And I think we got another violation against the Redhawks. 10-3, our score. How about seven straight here for Holton?
And we saw the Redhawks, they were able to discipline themselves against Royal Valley, and that's what really helped them make that comeback in set number two against them. But right now, the discipline not so sharp here as another ace, the third ace from the Wildcats here against the Redhawks.
That is Elizabeth Schuster once again, the 5'11 senior, rocking jersey number 44. And looking good here. Three straight aces, trying to make it four. Well, won't get it this time. Contreras able to get it back across, but sailed it too strong. So the run continues for Schuster and the Wildcats, and it's up to a 12-3 margin.
And it's incredible to have a player like Schuster who's not only dominant at the net because he's 5'11", but a player like her that can go behind the service line, not only leading this team in service kills, with aces on the year, again with 30 coming in today, and she's got that triple, but there, yeah, she's doing great.
Here's Tinley Wilson on a chance, and she buries it. Well, it's the Wilson and Schuster show, as they now extend it out to a 13-3 advantage. It is 10 straight for the Wildcats.
Well, first she said it was the Wilson show, and she brought in the co-star, which was Schuster with her three aces, and she's still back to the serve, but Wilson, she's got four kills now in this set.
Contreras, free ball, gets it across, diving efforts, and a second try not there. Good try by Etzel, but finally the Redhawks break that stride, and it's 13-4. They'll get the serve back. Speaking of Simmons, she'll get an opportunity here. Serving near side to far side, as you view it on either one of the two channels. There's the set. There's the spike. Contreras, nicely done. On the knee to go get that one. And it's pushed back across by Williams. Far side of the floor. Wilson again. Good defense that time by the Redhawks. They keep it alive. Right at the net. And not enough to get it back across. And the Wildcats make it 14-4. So a similar start for the Redhawks here against Holton as they started off against Royal Valley. They got in a big hole early. And the second half of that first set against Royal Valley, they were able to get back into it, but they got too far down early and couldn't come back and win that first set. And they hung tough in set two, but ultimately lost 28-26. Redhawks have it. They get it across. Larson is there. They want Wilson again. Why not? Taps it down. Contreras, a diving save. The Redhawks keep this one alive. Batted across by Simmons. They go backside this time. There's the spike, but good defense by Williams again. Contreras, right side. There's the bat down, but Gross has it. Now a free ball sent across by the Wildcats. Maybe the best rally we've seen so far here in the first set. It goes into the net by Simmons. 15-4, Holton. Simmons leaning to her left, kind of in the out-of-bounds area. And just couldn't quite get enough under that one to get it on top or over the net. Nonetheless, 15-4, it's all Holton here in the first set. There's a serve that goes long, so Hiawatha takes it 15-5. As Ruckman will serve. 5-4 junior, sends it across, line drive with the right hand. And a whistle, and under the net is Holton, 15-6.
Well, for the Redhawks now, they're doing what was helping them against Royal Valley. I mean, they still lost, but take advantage of the mistakes and build off them on your own terms, and here, especially at the service line.
They set up Wilson, middle of the floor, and she buries it in the corner and tiptoes her way back to the celebration. 16-6. Wilson on fire here early.
So I love this same energy from the Wildcats. They got a lot of it. They stay positive, especially even if it's a negative. They try to stay positive with the team, but every time there's a big point like that, they have some incredible celebrations down there to keep each other up and going.
Williams backside. There's the set. There's the spike. Good dig by Marr on the backside for Holton. Now set back across by Etzel. Hiawatha has it far side of the floor. There's Nelson batted on top of the net on the side of the Wildcats, and they somehow keep it inside the lines and back across. Here's Holton, or correction, Hiawatha. Now Gross has it for the Wildcats. Two-hand push. Contreras up to the front of the net. Couple extra hits. And finally, the Redhawks unable to get it back across. And it's now 17-6.
Now Wildcats a chance here with the ball to re-dominate and insert dominance at that service line with one of their best servers in Wilson.
Hiawatha outside the lines there, but a free ball by Simmons and across with one hand. Far side, here's Black, the freshman, who's been good, and she starts it off here right when she comes off the bench and gets one there. Or correction, no, I think they said it was a...
She got into the net.
Okay, so they called it into the net. So 17-7, mentioned Chloe Black, again, who was very solid in that first matchup against Royal Valley and in for the first time here against Hiawatha, but... Right now, 17-7. They go back to her. This time, batted into the air. Good defense by Hiawatha. Now, Penley Wilson from the back line, shoving it across with two hands. Here is a shot by Nelson. Not there. Gross. Backside. Set. Etzel off the top of the net. Still battling for it. Now, Wilson. Holton. Black now. Defended well. Williams in the air. Couple bodies hit the floor. And the point for the Wildcats. So, we've seen a couple of good runs here, a couple of rallies, but once again, Holton surviving that lengthy rally to now lead it by 11, 18-7.
And that's what distinguishes you as a top team is being able in those crucial moments, you know, not letting communication slip amongst your teammates and making great diving plays just like that.
Black, the freshman, with an incredible diving one-handed save to keep it alive. Now can the Wildcats earn the point? They punch it back across. Now Hiawatha settles. Far side of the floor, Nelson spike. Another diving effort by Black. Again, keeping it alive, and ultimately Holton does get the point. Well, it won't go down as really a kill for Black, but, man, 5'7 freshman, couple of diving efforts, including one with one hand. Keep that rally going, and ultimately Holton earns it for it. It's now 19-7. So Sadie Gross, one of the seniors honored before this matchup. The libero in the white jersey, blue numerals. And goes into the net. 19-8. As Hiawatha down, we'll get the serve back. So Holton again cruising along here. As we mentioned, they are 2-0 against the Redhawks here this season. They played a double duel back in September. That one's inside the line. And a miscommunicated play there by the Redhawks. And now all of a sudden it is 20-8. As the Wildcats will make a substitution. Gilliland comes in on the front line. Schuster there with her, and Black is well up front. Served by Etzel. Contreras, free ball, gets it across. The Wildcats back to Gross from Etzel. Black again settles. And it's batted into the air by Stephen Morgan. Wilson goes down to get it. Now they set up Black again, and she buries it home. The freshman again, Chloe Black, getting it done, 21-8. Wildcats.
And you got to really like the underclassmen here up and coming from the Wildcats. You talk about the five seniors, but you got to like a lot of the upcoming freshmen and sophomore who contribute a lot, especially like Black to the team.
Yeah, Finley Wilson really good as well. And Schuster, the senior, deflected and out of play, but it is going to be a Wildcat point. 22-8, trying to put the finishing touches here on set number one. Trying to go 2-0 in their final home triangular here in 2024. Served by Etzel, tapped across by Williams. Now Holton trying to settle. Wilson just slaps it across, and it gets down for a point. Diving try by Stephen Morgan, but it gets ricocheted up into the nets, and now it's 23-8. So not quite set point. Etzel sends it across, grazing the top of the net. Hiawatha settles, left side, Simmons on the spike, but right to Wilson. Here's a set spike for Black. The Redhawks played that one well. Now Ruckman sends it across, Gross the libero up front. Here's Gilliland, but defended well again. Redhawks doing okay here, but that one should be inside the line. That should be a point for Hiawatha, and it is. It was kind of a delayed call from the back judge, so kind of waiting to see, but we saw it clear from up here, partner. It was in. Redhawks get it to 23-9.
And, well, partner, right now it's for the Redhawks trying to wrangle this one back in for themselves and trying to get on a positive streak.
Williams, left side, Simmons, spike, and a kill. There's a nice play from Williams to Simmons to make it 23-10.
Well, I'd say for the Redhawks, this rodeo is just getting started here, and, you know, they want to try to make this comeback as early as possible and maybe dive some momentum for set number two.
What a save by Williams after it was ricocheted off Stephen Morgan. Schuster nearly got the point, and Hiawatha scrambling here on a couple of tries here to get it back across. Now Schuster with the tap, another diving save by Simmons, and they still again for a third time defensively. The Redhawks doing a great job, and they ultimately earn the point as Gilliland goes into the net. Boy, some incredible play there to make it 23-11. That was a well-earned Redhawks point.
Yeah, last couple have been great. Redhawks just trying to, again, build on some momentum. Even if they drop set number one, they can play up for set two.
Another great defensive effort after a Schuster spike attempt. Now they go to Black. Here's her kill attempt. Contreras gets it high into the air. Now settled. Simmons leaning back, gets it across. Taps crossed by the Wildcats, and the dig is out of play. So it is now set point. It is 24-11, Wildcats. And it will be Lexi Larson to try to cap it off here to serve. Middle of the floor, far side to near side, spins it in the left and fires it across. Stephen Morgan, middle of the floor, Simmons, two-handed tap across. Gross is there. Now Wilson a chance. There's the spike, tipped in the air. Redhawks get it back, now punched up by Schuster, and now they get it back across. The Wildcats do on a free ball. Now Ruckman on the right side, Gross, far side, spike attempt, buried by Wilson. Started strong, ended strong. Finley Wilson finishing it off for the Wildcats as they take care of the Redhawks here in set number one. 25-11. And we head to set two action after a brief timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So it could be the final set of the night. Hiawatha getting the first point on a missed hit by Holton, but then Wildcats get it right back. Set number two here. It is tied at one apiece. Wildcats 25, Redhawks 11 in set one.
Kinley Wilson, she just had a nice kill. She's got seven total here against the Redhawks. That's six unofficially in that first set against Hiawatha.
Redhawks scrambling a little bit, but Simmons finally underhands it across, right to Gross. Tees it up in front of the net. There's Schuster. And a good diving save by Hiawatha. They're scrambling and get it back across. Gross again. They fake Schuster. Now they get Wilson, who buries it. Back middle of the floor. Wilson picking up where she left off in set number one.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it is the Wilson show. And right now we're seeing a Ray Air in set number one. There was six kills from her. And right now she's already got a third of that with two.
2-1 Wildcats here in set two. Redhawks need it. Force a third and final set. Simmons goes right into the net. So three straight for Holton after the Redhawks got the first point. Now 3-1. A win for Holton would be their ninth consecutive win. They've been on a tear. Another one into the net for the Redhawks. So just self-inflicted wounds here early as it's now 4-1. And Larson continues to serve. Spins it in the left and fires with the right. Ruckman on the back line. Williams pushed across by Twombly. Now Holton scrambling a little bit, and Gross calls it off and sends it over. Williams far side, and Simmons puts one down. Pass to diving Larson in the back middle, makes it 4-2.
And Simmons, again, she's just one of the two seniors here for this Redhawks team. She came in tonight with 204 total kills on the year. This is one of her first year in this game against the Wildcats.
Schuster able to keep one alive. Now Wilson leaning back and gets it down through the defense. Kind of a scramble play there for both sides, but ultimately the Wildcats get the plus one. It's now 5-2.
And Wilson, she is, again, not only an incredible player, but just a sophomore, and she's dominating. She's on the left outside of the net, left outside hitter. And again, you know, rally in, rally out. She's been getting it done.
Well, that's Schuster with the service error, makes it 5-3. Subs in on both sides, as it will be Maddie Simmons to serve here, down 5-3.
That's a rare miss from Schuster. We saw her get three aces, a long run that she had in the last set.
Here's Wilson again, off the cusp, not much behind the spike attempt. Now Simmons back deep, and she sent it way too long. 6-3, Wildcat. So, again, these teams will still be in action on Thursday. Holton, they go to Rossville. Hiawatha, they'll be at Sabetha as they'll play another time this week. As, again, this week wraps up the regular season with regional and sub-state action starting early next week and going into next weekend. We are coming down the home stretch here for fall sports. And, of course, high school football, only 2 weeks left in the regular season. We got some great matchups coming your way on Friday. We got our coaches' shows again tomorrow. And, of course, Friday Night Fever getting you set for everything as Wilson again makes it 7-4.
Wilson, she's now got 10 total kills against the Redhawks team.
Well, did I miss something on the scoreboard? No, they just put it on the wrong side, so. I think at least it should be 7-4, but it's showing 7-5 currently. There's one that's too strong. We might have missed one somewhere. I didn't think I did, but
I believe Marr hit it into the net for a service error, so that's
8-5
we missed.
Okay, 8-5 our score. Here's Gross, back middle, pushing it to the front. They set it up, tapped across. Hiawatha ready for that one. Now they want Williams leaning back in a diving effort. A good try by Gross, but can't get there, so it's now 8-6. Wildcats by 2. They won the first set 25-11. They jumped out to a 13-3 lead, and they had a stretch where they scored 10 straight points. And that was more than enough to hold on for that set one win.
Well, the Redhawks right now, they're limiting that, and they just want to continue to do that.
Here's another set spike attempt. Hitzler, haven't called her name much tonight, but had a chance there. Hiawatha gets it back across. Gross back middle, now front middle. Set and spike for Hitzler, but a good effort there by Simmons to keep it alive. Now off the top of the net, Wildcats have it. Wilson back row, buries it right in front of the feet of Simmons, and now it's 9-6. Now Wilson again, getting it done. Senior night here in Holton. Still a good crowd. Some of the Wildcat students showing up and showing their support here for this state-ranked volleyball team. That's communication by Contreras on the back line with Kendall Nelson. And they both hit one out of play, and it's now 10-6. Gross once again. Will serve. Lefty. And it's an ace. Why not, she says. 11-6. Wildcats. Well, you know, the home team usually has the advantage hosting these tries because they play first, then they get the nice break, and then they play the final match.
And they get some time to talk about what they want to clean up and what they need to do better on before the game number 3. And right now, you've seen Holton clean up a lot of mistakes. A lot of errors, and right now they're playing pretty clean here against this Redhawks team.
Here's Gross, back to black, and is it in? No, it's just out. 11-7. Of course, if you say it the other way, it is 7-11.
Yeah.
And we're open 24 hours.
Well, right now, Hiawatha.
Maybe not, I don't know. We don't have 7-11s around here.
Sure. Right now, Hiawatha, they're looking for the fuel up here in this game, and right now, putting the cap on it.
Yeah, there were she was fueled up there. That was a big-time kill for Elizabeth Schuster, making it 12-7. So it'll be Etzel to go back to serve, coming in off the bench as the Wildcats continue to lead it here. In set number 2, looking for the sweep here at home over the Redhawks in the final matchup. There's a nicely played ball by Maddie Simmons, earning a point for Hiawatha. It is 12-8.
Simmons, who just got her second kill of the second set, but also had a nice little pinball between all the players.
So we continue on. Wilson, able to keep that one alive. Now Gross on a free ball, gets it across. Simmons, Williams, backside, set, spike, is it in? No, barely out. Ruckman was close, but just a scotch too strong. 13-8, Wildcats. Now Larson back to serve.
Well, those angle shots are always hard because, one, you're trying to get over the defender, and, two, you're always trying to make sure it, you know, stays within that line on that left side or the right side, wherever the angle you're going for, and it's getting out of bounds.
Well, Williams able to do a good job, get it back across. Now they want Wilson again. They teed it up, this time defended well by Quambley. Throws back to the front of the net, and the lazy tap across by Wilson nearly worked out, but a couple scramble plays there by Hiawatha. Now Schuster again, this time well defended by Stephen Morgan. Tap down at the top of the net by Tinley Wilson, 14-8. A couple of nice plays by that back line of the Redhawks, but sometimes it just doesn't feel like it's going your way. Make some good plays, but you still ultimately come up short. Redhawks get one back here, nicely done, makes it 14-9.
I didn't mention that Wilson, now she's got 6 apiece on the kill count for the Wildcats in that first set and here in the second set against the Redhawks.
Holton leading at 14-9. They beat Hiawatha in the first set with predominant fashion as Schuster gets another one. Makes it 15-9, but going back to my original thought, again, it was a dominant effort for Holton in that first set, ultimately winning 25-11. And now Holton leading 15-9 here in set number 2, looking for the sweep to cap off tonight. Williams back to Simmons. Her spike attempt, and that one's down. Nicely done. That's a good combination that Coach Stephen Morgan has with the Redhawks when you look at Williams and Simmons. Simmons a senior, Williams a junior.
Simmons, yeah, she just put down her third kill of set number two. She's getting in motion here, and it's helping this Redhawks team stay within five.
Simmons on the serve and now scrambling, but Holton able to get it back across. They push it far side. Here is Nelson. Wilson was down to a knee. Now Gilliland gets it over, and it's deflected out of play. So ultimately the Wildcats earn it, and their lead is six. It is 16-10.
Now Gilliland, she has a lot of height right there. Used a lot of verticality. Took a nice angle shot. Just went off one of the fingertips of a player. Deflected far off the corner. But, yeah, no, it was a great shot. Jacobs is going. A lot of power behind it, too.
Well, the Wildcats have the advantage with their front line. You look at Timley Wilson, 5'10". Ditzler, 5'9". Schuster is also 5'11". They got good height on that front line. But a service error makes it 16-11, and the Redhawks get the serve back. And this time it'll be Ruckman, the junior. Swipes it through. Larson now scrambling. Somehow has to get it across. And just not enough. Running away from the net in the back right corner on a third try, which had to get over. And you're back to the net. That's tough to do.
Yeah, still credit good effort by Larson being able to at least try to go and make that save.
16-12 our score. Here is Gilliland again. Slaps one across. Correction, that was Lassie. And I think they called a lift on Hiawatha. Makes it 17-12. And haven't called Lassie's name much, but she is listed at 6'2". So you look at that size up front. They got some good height. Here's the set. There's the spike. And lazy end of the net it went with Brennan Boy. 18-12. Wildcats continuing to keep this at somewhat arm's length. Still time for the Redhawks, but Redhawks need to get something going. Contreras, top of the net. Oh, and he's going to catch a break there. Clipped the top of the net, somehow found its way on the other side. In this kind of scenario, you will take it if you are the Redhawks. You need them.
Yeah, sometimes those are the best hits to get over. I know they're not the hits that quote hits you want to take, but for another team, they're not expecting them to get across. And just weren't prepared to communicate it.
18-13, Holton here in set two. Redhawks losing the first set 25-11. Here's Black battling at the net with Williams, and somehow they get it back across on the Hiawatha side. Williams pushing it far side. Here's Nelson, defended well by the Wildcat length up front. Now Williams just gets it back across. Correction, that was Simmons. Now Black again gets a good look, and she puts it down. It was nearly well defended by Addison Williams, but just got enough muscle through the arms, and it's 19-13.
Well, a lot of credit to the 5'7 freshman in Chloe Black. Not only did she have the kill shot, but also she had a nice save behind the back. The free ball that got sent over just going inside the pole in the net. And yeah, great effort by the freshman.
And a good one there again by Black, who does it defensively with a block and stuff. 20-13, Holton. And Sadie Gross is back to serve. Simmons. Williams, back to Simmons, who gets it back over and finds an opening in the back left corner. Caught Gross off guard a little bit with that one. And it's 20-14. Redhawks trailing by six. They get the serve back, and it's going to be Stephen Morgan.
That's a really incredible kill from Simmons. I mean, she's like a foot behind the attacker's line, surveys the court, sees that left side open, and is just able to hang it over the net.
Hiawatha, miscommunication. Well, I was going to say they were getting it back on a free ball, and it lands right in front of Contreras, and now it's 21-14.
That's the touchdown score.
That is. That's five touchdowns. Assuming you make the extra points, of course.
You know, for a second there.
Not always a guarantee, though.
I thought you were talking five touchdowns for Holton. I was just trying to do the math there.
No, I'm not that bad. Well, I'm not good at math, but, you know, we're okay. Here's a set and a spike. Gross there for Holton. They get it back now. They want Chloe Black again. Good defense. Tipped in the air. Scrambling. Do they get it back across? They do. Nice job by Contreras. They set up Black again, and she puts it down. 22-14. Well, early it was Finley Wilson, and lately it's been Chloe Black.
Yeah, two kills and a block. She's done great at the net.
22-14. Holton trying to put it away. Etzel with the serve. Redhawks set it up front of the net. Two-hand tap. Holton not caught off guard. Now Gilliland gets an opportunity, and I think too strong, and it's long. 22-15. And Williams will serve. Holton won the first set 25-11. Holton sets it up. Schuster buries one, and it's launched way over the JV court. 23-15.
Sure, that one didn't go into the atmosphere while it was at it, because, man, that one went soared all the way nearly up to the rafters. Let me tell you, the rafters in this gym are pretty high.
They're pretty high up there. I'm looking around to see, because normally when we go do these broadcasts, we usually find ourselves looking to see how many volleyballs are caught in the rafters.
But
I don't see any caught up in the rafters here.
Great job by the maintenance. Child maintenance.
Yeah, maybe they're up there getting them. But I don't even know how you would get one caught up here if you think about it. But we digress. 23-16, Holton trying to close this one out. We're having some fun here. Hiawatha has it. Far side again, Williams to Simmons, but tipped and Gross has it. They want Wilson leaning and firing, but defended well. Now Gross again chasing one down in the back corner. Now Gilliland able to punch it across with the right hand, but she might have been up into the net. And she was. She just kind of got a little too antsy trying to chase that one, so it's 23-17. And the Redhawks hanging around, but again, they still got to put a little run together here. Wilson diving, saving, and getting it across to Schuster. Williams pushing it far side. Simmons, a nice tap, but batted into the air by Etzel. Over to Gross. Now Wilson puts it down, and it's out of play. It is match point for the Holton Wildcats, 24-17, and Schuster a chance to end it.
Yeah, Etzel, she had a nice kill. Again, one just the seniors with Wildcat team, and Schuster, she has three aces in this game up to this point. Not even an ace there, but hard return.
And they're going to call Hiawatha in the net, and that will do it. 25-17. It is a sweep for the Wildcats against the Redhawks as they get it done here tonight, 25-11 and 25-17. We'll take one quick timeout, come back, and wrap things up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmer State Bank, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. I live out of town and have a loan at the Farmer State Bank, but my primary checking account's at another institution. What's the easiest way to make my payment?
We have an exciting new service called External Transfers. Within online banking, you can set up your other bank. You can initiate a transfer from your primary bank to make your Farmer State Bank loan payment. You can visit our website under the eServices tab for more info.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, back with you one final time here on KNZA, also on the Holton and Hiawatha channels. Appreciate it very much. Everyone hanging with us. Brendan, Brandon, and Kurt, one final time here is, well, our final regular season broadcast, man. It started at the beginning of September. We went to Perry Lecompton, and all of a sudden, what, 7-8 weeks later, and don't worry, we're going to have some postseason coverage, of course, here over the next week or two, and, of course, any of our local teams that go to state, we will have it as well. Of course, a team that went to state last year was the Holton Wildcats, and a state-ranked team here tonight, and they come out 2-0. Nice win over Royal Valley in three sets in the first matchup, and then they got that little break. They honored the seniors, and they pull away from Hiawatha in that final matchup, 25-11, 25-17. But some of these teams will still play on Thursday one final time, and then regionals start next week. And then that'll go into Saturday as well. But just kind of a final thought on what we saw here tonight.
Well, real quick, just first off, I'm shedding a tear if you can't see, Brandon. You know,
I'm not. I didn't see it.
You don't see it.
No, you gave it the motion like you were, and I just thought you might have, like, had allergies.
It's been an incredible year, you know, being on this broadcast with you for the first time on through all the volleyball games. And what a great way to wrap it up here, especially with Holton and Hiawatha, you know, as they finish things out. And a little bit of a final tally here. Wilson, she had a great night. As she had 12 kills total, 6 kills apiece in both the sets against the Hiawatha Redhawks, as they won 25-11 in set number 1, 25-17 set number 2. And then also you talked about Schuster as well, another, you know, great senior for this Wildcats team. I mean, she's the tallest on the court that actively plays. She had those three aces in a row to, you know, extend a long, you know, score that was ongoing in that set number 1. Wildcats, they're dominant, and they're going to keep being dominant. They're in Class 4A. We don't get their seeding until, you know, a little bit later, but they're going to be a great team, and they're going to be a team that, you know, we'll have to look out for possibly in the postseason.
Trying to get back to state. Of course, the Wildcats got there to Hutch a year ago, but were unable to make it out of pool play. But nonetheless, again, postseason volleyball, it starts next week. So keep an eye here over the next couple of days. MSCSports.net will get these matchups put up, set out, and let you know where everyone is going to be playing here early next week to get the postseason going. But hard to believe we are now down to postseason coverage starting next week, but we will keep you up to date on that. Of course, we've got our weekly football coaches shows back on the air tomorrow and Thursday nights, Cross 92.1, 103.9, and Care 93.7. Friday Night Lights, once again, it is week 7 of the high school football season, down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season there. So just another week, we're churning along and coming down the home stretch here in the fall sports seasons. But that's going to do it for us. Our finals from tonight here in Holton, triangular with Royal Valley and Hiawatha. Match number 1, it was very good between two state-ranked teams. Holton wins it 22-25, 25-20, and 25-12. Royal Valley beat Hiawatha in match 2, 25-16 and 28-26. And Holton in the nightcap after honoring their senior class. They sweep out Hiawatha 25-11 and 25-17. For Captain Kirk Hillman, Justin Fluke, Crendon Prophet, I'm Brandon Tadman. Signing off from Holton High School, you've been listening to High School Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.